Happy Monday.
Hey, aloha. This is Kauai Soapbox. Eric, are you with me?
No.
No, you're not. Let's try that mic.
Maybe.
Let's try that mic.
No.
Let's try that mic.
It has to be. No.
Huh, let's try that mic.
Of course. No. Maybe they just unplugged this mic or something.
Very interesting.
Does that work? No.
Hmm.
Kind of sounds like it.
Hit.
Three.
Try that.
There we go.
That's how you know you're on live uncensored radio right there, baby.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha. Welcome. Okay, we're getting a thumbs up out there. Kauai Soapbox. Now we've subtly changed the name for a little while. The holding space for you.
What has the name been changed from?
I don't know. It's just basically it's a call-in show. We're not going to try to steer the listeners in any way.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a different format. You can say that for sure.
We'd just love to hear from you. Anything that's on your mind, rest assured it's on a bunch of other people's minds. And they're too shy to call. But you're not. Because you are a winner.
Who's going to be the first caller to start the show off?
First caller to start. Anyway, 826-7771. We did the top of the hour, and we're trying just to not influence public opinion in any way, but to be here as a place for you to vent, dialogue, whatever. We've got a couple of special callers that call in every week, and some of them just like to ramble or rant, and that's okay. But when you call in, if you would like uninterrupted airtime, if you would not like to have Eric or myself weigh in at all, you just want to state your piece, a minute and a half, 2 minutes if it's really interesting. If we've got nobody on the air, we can even go a little bit longer. But if you want to debate or discuss, let us know. If you just want to let it rip, let us know.
Hey, we invited some people and we got two callers already on hold.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I'm calling for Oceans for Peace. We're having a teach-in on Saturday at on July 12th at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Kapaa Public Library. It's called The Unseen Wars on the Ocean, and we'll be talking about the RIMPAC exercises in Hawaii, Jeju, Korea, and Okinawa. And we're going to be having Jim Maragos, who's the expert on atoll ecology, and he'll be talking about militarization, especially on Jeju Island in South Korea. We're going to be having Kenta Watanabe from the tropical, he's a tropical botanist from the Okinawa National College of Technology. He will be talking about the pristine coral reefs of Oura Bay in Okinawa and how the U.S. military wants to build a base right on the reef. And we have Kauai's own Catherine Music, who's a PhD in marine biology, and she will be talking about the coral reefs in Hawaii and worldwide. And she's also the director of Kuluvai, and which is an environmental education institute. And her speech will be on harm or harmony. And it's being brought to, it's being sponsored by the Oceans for Peace, which is a coalition of several organizations, the Kauai Alliance for Peace and Social Justice, Kohola Leo, Sierra Club Kauai, Surf Rider Foundation, and People for the Protection of Kauai. And for more information, people can call KIPP at 822-7646.
Can you tell us the date and time on that again?
It's time to make an announcement.
That was probably the most perfect public service announcement I've ever heard. I mean, you just, I don't even want you to go yet. You need to tell us a little bit more. So it sounds like the there's quite a group of people out there that are not excited about this.
Yes, the movement is growing because a lot of people really don't understand what RIMPAC is all about. We've been getting the song and dance that it's good because it's going to be bringing in money and jobs and things like that, but we're really concerned about it, about our reefs and the wildlife in the ocean, and also we also feel that there are a lot of other problems we can spend our money on instead of war and bombs, building a solar energy, having a solar energy on every roof, alternative forms of transportation. There was even Bruce Hay, who came from the PMRF, and when he was asked by Jonathan Jay on your station if he didn't have to spend the money on militarism, what he would do, he said public transportation. Well, you think the money can be spent on stuff like that and for jobs and housing and those kinds of things, as well as protecting our reefs and our oceans. So
it really seems like it's a choice to have war these days.
Yes.
You've got international courts, international bodies to deliberate rights and wrongs of one country to another. It's a choice, and it seems like maybe not all of it, but there is a large part of it that is based on a military industrial complex that is a for-profit structure. So it's almost like the prisons for profit when you have war for profit. And I don't think we're totally in the purple zone where we don't need any defense anymore. I'm not there yet. That's a nice thought, but it certainly is a choice, and we do certainly seem to spend an overabundance of money.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we're not talking about closing down PMRF or closing down the military. We're talking about reorienting our economy and our lifestyle towards peace, and taking care of the needs of the people and of the earth. You know, that's what we're talking about. And we're not a bunch of crazed maniacs.
You don't sound like it.
Yeah, we try to discuss this thing in a logical fashion.
Boy, imagine if there was just some legislation that any time money was spent for war, the exact same amount had to be matched for peace immediately.
Which it would be much better.
Wow.
Like, for example, I think like there should be solar on almost every roof, on Kauai, especially in my neighborhood, and we can be spending our money on something like that instead of trying to control the market on fossil fuels, which will put us into some military situations with other countries.
Now, how crazy is it though when you drive into Oahu and you're by the airport in Honolulu, and you drive through different military bases?
Oh yeah.
They all have solar.
That's right. It's kind of funny, right?
It's ironic. They're more ahead of the game.
I call that green militarism or green imperialism.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll take what we can get, but we should demand a lot more.
That's right. Hey, thank you for giving me this time, Eric and Carlos. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I want to get the date. I've got Oceans for Peace, 5 to 7, Kapaa Library.
It's Saturday, Carlos.
It's Saturday.
Kapaa Public Library, Saturday, July 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. At the Kapaa Public Library. Is going to be free. There's a lot of parking, and anybody's welcome to come. It doesn't matter what side, what position you have. It's it's going to be an educational. There'll be a lot of time for people to ask questions and voice their opinions.
Could you imagine if junior high school and high school students could get some type of credit for attending these?
That's right.
Like actually going and participating in community discourse.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. No, that would be really good if, the kids could be getting credit for something like this. But I do know a teacher who does stuff like that.
Give him or her a shout-out. What's their name?
Well, that one is, Felicia Cowden. She
okay.
does stuff like this.
Yeah, she sure does.
Yeah, she'll bring her students to court and stuff like that to watch proceedings and things.
Yeah, actually, I'm sitting in here with Eric because she stepped down from her show for the time being to run for county council. So, fantastic. Well, thank you. And once again, that was the best public service announcement ever. So if you want to have a little class or workshop for other people on how to do that, please do.
Well, you prefaced it by saying only 2 or 3 minutes. So, I did my homework before I got on the air.
Well actually, we're trying to do a new thing here where we're not even pushing people into conversation, but some people just want to get on and talk.
I think it's good.
And we won't even comment. So thank you so much. That was wonderful. And I'm going to try to make it on Saturday.
Okay, please do, Carlos. Okay,
yeah.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Thank you so much for waiting, caller. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I have a request to ask.
Sure.
You mentioned when someone calls in, they have different choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I try to listen every week, and many times I try to call in. However, the same people that seem to call in a lot call in more than once. The request that I'm suggesting is, could there be a limit on the amount of phone calls a person can make during the show?
You're absolutely right, and that is that has been my responsibility. It's the DJ or host or talk show host's job, A, to never let a caller embarrass themselves too much, and B, to keep things moving. If the phones aren't lighting up, we'll let them ramble. But it got to such a point 2 weeks ago for me that I decided to institute a new rule. So I'm 100% with you.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So
that'll
if
make
they
it better.
Call in once and say what they have to say, fine. But 2 and 3 calls, I think that's a little overdone. And then it stops us, other people that want to call in and maybe have just a suggestion or a comment. So, yeah, if you could limit the amount of calls a person could make, that would be wonderful.
I think that's a great, and I'll just put one caveat. If there's nobody else in line, I will take the call. But if there are other callers, I'll say, hey, can you get back in line? There's people that haven't got to speak yet. And they do that on a lot of major commercial stations. It's probably the way we should do it. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Carlos. Right. Thank you for the program.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here we go. I had all this music lined up today because we weren't gonna mess with people. Caller, what is on your mind?
What is on my mind?
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay. It's all you.
Anyway, number one, I think they should stop the tour.
I'm sorry, stop what?
Stop the tours.
Stop
at
the tours.
Coco-Pom.
Okay.
I mean, the place is still smoldering, and some company is, I don't know what their name is still doing tours. It's a liability. That's one thing on my mind. And the other thing is the fact that in our neighborhood up in Wailua Homestead has had several vice squads come up for drug trafficking. And I think that, you know, we need to get a better grip on that.
Well, hold on. Would you like more visits up there, or less, or more community outreach, or maybe explain that?
Oh, no. We've had it. We've been, you know, we've been watching it. We've seen it going on, and to not sleep all night long because you hear these people is ridiculous.
Hmm.
Okay. So whoever is running for our new election, I hope they have a real good deal on it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to mention names, but there's one person that is still on the island and still promoting narcotics.
Promoting narcotics. Okay, I wanted you to get a little more clear with that without endangering yourself or, you know, speaking out
Correct.
Of turn about anybody else. So.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
And
so, two. That's two. You got one more?
I don't know where she's hiding out, but... Oh, I'm sorry, it's a cheat. But it needs to be stopped. And after one vice squad comes into your neighborhood and then it still continues, it's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, definite impact for families and people just trying to go about their business. So.
Oh, but, I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Good suggestions. Go ahead, caller. It's all you. Would you like to speak, debate, dialogue, or rant?
Maybe some of each.
Okay, go for it.
Is it one or the other, or is it a combination?
Well, some people want to get on and just don't want to be interrupted at all. So we've decided if that's the case, we'll let people talk for up to 2 minutes, 1.5 minutes if no one's there, and two minutes if someone is.
Well, one thing aside before I start, you guys don't give off the phone number enough for people who are new to call in.
Okay.
So that's a big problem when you got the same callers is you just don't give out the phone number enough.
That's great. That's called re-upping, and we should definitely do that more. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you've even given out today at all.
808-826-7771.
Yeah, I want to talk about the mayor's race.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious. Walter Lewis has been writing these articles in our paper saying that our present mayor is not qualified to hold office or to run for office because he took the fifth as an employee of the county.
Okay.
But he's still running. And I called last week, and some gentleman called and said it's being taken care of, that there's going to be a court hearing. I wonder if anybody knew anything about that and why he's still holding office. If, indeed, he did take the fifth, which he did do when he, you know, like from that gas theft thing where the gas was stolen.
Right.
And I'm also curious how a man can... You know, how a man in his position cannot seem like he's just too cowardly to tell the truth when you do something, you know. Maybe you should just say, I took it, I felt like I deserved it. But to take the fifth is just like, to me, that's cowardly. Like, can't you tell the truth? You know, if you're in office and you're our mayor, why can't you just have the courage to tell the truth? And that's what I don't really get.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, so I do remember that. I do remember people kind of addressing with concern, but is there any place you can direct me to where I could go look at the specific law, or is it a moral feeling on your part that once you do that...
No, Walter Lewis, who writes this column for the paper, wrote it. And then the gentleman last week who called in the biologist who called in and gave all the information about the destruction of the reef. I can't remember his name. It's Terry, I believe.
Probably Terry Lilly. Yeah.
He had all the information about this, so he's the one to contact, and he said he's the one that referred to it as being handled in some court.
Okay.
Walter Lewis wrote all these articles about it in the paper, but
I can track this down. Thank you.
So that's the way. But I'd like to get the current. Like, why is this man still having his people put out all these signs and running? And then it's like other people might be qualified, might run if he wasn't, you know, in the race. Because, you know, people, you know, maybe Gary Hoosier would run if he didn't think Mr. Carvalho had it locked up.
Okay. But
also,
bottom line for you
real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
This other gentleman that's running Barca, I read the book where he assaulted all these people on Oahu. The book is called Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell. You can get it at the library. There's pictures of him in the book saying he assaulted all these people, and he assaulted the authors, claims he assaulted. So, I mean, right now, if Mr. Barca would come on the air, I'd like to find out if he did, and ask him straight up, did you assault and choke these people out like they say you did in this book? And I'd like to know if he did. Because there's a book at the library all about this North Shore of Oahu culture where he's just a thug. So, I mean, do we really want that as an example for our children? If a man's been out there just choking people out and rules by being a bully thug, I mean, that's bad too. So, you know, a thief or a thug, that seems to be our choice, you know,
well,
and I'm not happy with that.
We'll see. We'll probably get some calls on that too, and I will definitely research the book and see. Now, it wasn't in conjunction with jiu-jitsu, was it?
No, this is like people out on the street, innocent people he just didn't agree with. And it's that culture, if you don't like what they're saying, they just choke you out or beat you up. And so this book, Welcome to Paradise, now, well, it's in the library, and it has pictures of Barca saying the author says he choked him out. So if he didn't, then he's got a lawsuit of libel, because I was definitely influenced by that. So it's definitely libel if he didn't do it. And if he did do it, you know, have some balls and tell the truth.
All right. Yeah. I'll follow that up. Thank you very much, caller. 826-7771. That is re-upping. You're listening to Kauai's Soapbox. But for the time being, we're trying to steer a little bit more just toward getting out of the way and getting as many calls as we can get. Because if you're thinking it, somebody else is. And a lot of people are shy. You can call in if it's really short and talk to Eric off the air. And he can convey it for you if it's, you know, a couple of sentences to get something going. But really, our desire is just to get as many people from Kauai, the Outer Islands, and wherever we're streaming on the air. We do have a toll-free number for the mainland and beyond, and that is 866-275-1112, and locally 826-7771. I think, Eric, you got us another call?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, my name is Red from the North Shore. I just wanted to give a big ups to Eric Cannon for taking all his time out of his precious schedule to making those videos to showing us how to go and where to be to register to vote and whatnot. So.
Yeah,
I didn't even actually say anything about that on the air, but I went out over the weekend.
I want to call and say thank you, Eric, for doing that for us.
Hey, right on.
Thanks, Red. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. I got to get back to work, but I'll talk to you guys later. Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, Eric, it's a perfect time to tell us that. It's a nonprofit thing, right?
Yeah,
okay,
completely.
So that's completely okay to talk about on the air, even though it's a personal project because it's a public service nonprofit.
I don't even tell people how to vote. I mean, I don't tell them where to put their votes, but I tell them how to become registered. And it's just
And where do they find this information?
If you go up on Vimeo, which is Vimeo.com, it's the opposite of YouTube. There's no more commercials. So I'm just tired of YouTube and all their commercials. But anyways, Vimeo.com, and you just type in how to vote Kauai. And it teaches you how to go to register to vote. It's only a 50-second video, so it doesn't take much of your time.
That is very efficient, Mr. Cannon.
Oh, I know. People have very, very busy days, and anything over a minute, you know, some people just can't do it. So it's less than a minute. Just click on it, and shows you exactly where you need to go, the form you need to fill out, what you need to bring, which is simply your license or just an ID, and just remember your Social Security.
What? They require ID?
Yes.
That's an outrage.
You must be proven to be someone. Oh, but anyways, just go to Vimeo.com, check out how to vote Kauai, and it's just a quick quick video, but you know, voting registration ends, I believe, on the 10th.
You know what? The next call we get, you should run over to my laptop right here and just type it on Google, how to vote Kauai and leave Vimeo out, and see if it just pops up. So that might even make it easier.
All right.
Yeah. So a lot going on today. Tell
them. 2 more days to register to vote, by the way.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. So I guess tomorrow might be your last chance. And then I think, I don't know if it ends on the 10th. Like, you can't go in on the 10th and register. I'm not sure. But I'm just saying, go in tomorrow and register to vote if you haven't already.
Kauai tends to have a pretty apathetic voter turnout, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the, absentee ballot. What about the absentee voter? Can you still register after the 2 more days if you're just going to be voting out of state or out of country?
I don't think so.
That sounds like the second episode of How to Vote Kauai. The backstory, the absentee voter.
Maybe
a lot of parents have kids heading off to college, and they might not be 18 right now, but they'll be 18 before the election. The primary or the general, and so you can still register before you're 18.
Yeah.
I just found that out. And that's pretty cool. And if you have a kid going off to college, it's a great way to have them continue to be connected to the island.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to Red earlier today, and he was saying it's really awesome how many people are supporting one of these candidates, but a lot of them aren't registered to vote yet. So.
Oh, my gosh. So they're running out of time.
Exactly. We got to get in there before the 10th register to vote, people. But,
Aloha to Tucson, Arizona, Sunnyvale, Panama Beach, Florida, Osaka, Japan, Woodstock, Georgia, San Francisco, Nevada, Lihue, Tokyo, Pearl City, Prince George, B.C. That's a little cold up there. Carlsbad, etc. Jamaica. Oh, that's Jamaica, New York. That's always been such an interesting name for a city in the U.S. If you've got something on your mind, rest assured there's other people. And with our new experimentation of format here, we're really trying. It is so hard for me because I read still to this day, I read about 50 to 500 articles a day. I'm a kind of a speed reader and I'm a news junkie. I am in my second month of my Facebook fast, which I think will become permanent. Right after I had some feelings that a lot more was going on with Facebook than was even being spoken about, the next week, a researcher came forward out of the UK, and there was a study done with 700,000 Facebook users, almost 1 million, and you were even either given negative news feed or positive news feed. And the idea of the study, working with the Minerva Foundation, was to see if social media influenced public sentiment. Duh. But I'm just wondering if any of those people just got negative news feed for 6 months and just killed themselves or got divorced or did something terrible. I mean, there's a whole medical thing that happened in 1979 about the rights of the research subject. And you don't know it, but when you sign up for Facebook, all the wonderful fine print says they're able to actually use you for research. And so they figured they didn't need to let anybody know because this was part of research. So interesting.
Fun.
But it's been very strange being off social media for 2 months.
I think I'm on the positive part of that test.
You got the positive. That's great.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like we got another phone call.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to pass on that I got an email today from Tulsi Gabbard and indicating that last voting period, Hawaii had the worst voter turnout in the entire United States, and she was urging everybody to register and vote, and gave us a link to do so, and I want to pass on that link. It's very easy. Hawaii.gov/voter/registration brings you right on to a very easy form to fill out to register to vote, so you don't even have to drive anyplace. You can do it now.
So if you've never voted
goodness
before...
Goodness gracious, we can't be the worst in the country.
Was that Kauai or the state of Hawaii?
It's Hawaii.gov.
No, it was the record of worst voting the island of Kauai or the state of Hawaii?
State of Hawaii.
Okay, we share the shame at least. Yeah. We don't have to bear the burden entirely here.
No, we don't have to bear the burden. We merely share the shame.
Oh, I knew we were down there. I knew it. Even in education, we're down at the bottom five, I believe.
It depends on how you look at it. Somewhere between 10 and 5, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're looking
Amazing.
At.
Amazing.
Well, yeah, I was a kid, we were the 50s.
And this is an important voting year
Absolutely.
Partly because a great many old guard, egalitarian type of congressmen have already retired, and there's a lot of freshman newbies like Tulsi Gabbard that are now climbing up. So it's important to vote how you feel, because things are changing in Congress as far as who's on what committee and all that kind of good stuff, and what laws are coming up. So
I'm very fascinated with Tulsi, I will say, because without going into detail, those of you who follow politics in Hawaii know that her parents both can be very polarizing. I'll just leave it at that.
I agree. But I thought it was very good that she was urging the political overview. Register and vote. Period.
She has been amazing, though. I mean, she has done what she said she's going to do. She's got I always think it's wonderful as we get more and more women in politics, but she's also got a service background, so she does understand that side of things, but she has also been outspoken against the wrong use of military at times. So she is a free thinker.
Yes.
And very interesting. Boy, maybe we'll be lucky enough to get her on the show before
the
election.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. Look into her schedule. I bet you she'd be happy to do it. She still has that Hawaii down-home feeling.
Yeah, another person I'm really interested to get on the air locally is Chief Perry, the police chief of Kauai. He's running.
I'm not sure he'd do it, but you can certainly ask.
Yeah, well, that would be a fascinating interview. And you know, I think the they just want to make sure they're going to get a safe and fair slot. You know, they're not going to get blindsided.
Well, maybe you just give them the questions in advance.
Yeah. No, we don't do that here. It's raw. It's live. Well, thank you so much. So Hawaii.gov/voter/registration. I've got that information here. I'm curious how they'll deal with the ID part of things, because you do need to show ID somewhere along the line here. Thank goodness, I think you do.
You need your license.
Okay. So maybe you just need the number off your license.
Need ID. I presume they have a record of that and they cross-check it, but I don't know.
Well, that's a great call. Thank you so much. Any last thoughts, or that's it?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, caller. Thank you so much. All right, 826-7771. How's that for that one caller that asked us to get the number out there more? And we're also moving things along very fast. Caller, would you like 1.5 to 2 minutes of uninterrupted airtime? You want to debate, discuss?
No, I'll take 30 seconds.
Wow, you're efficient. What's on your mind?
All I got to say is that all of us have skeletons in the closet. If you're going to bring up the past of Barca, then bring up the past of Carvalho. And you know, everybody's got skeletons in the closet. They grow up and they become responsible human beings.
Yeah. We do.
And
we do.
And you know, I could go back to my old days and heck, you know, I think it's give the guy a chance. Don't start putting them down.
Yeah. And well, you know what? I think what you're saying is, and understand the context too. And the, you know, was it youth? Was it just last week or was it years ago? Has things changed? You know, people do change and grow. And sometimes out of the roughest, darkest places come the most well-rounded people. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it requires a lot of work. And I think that he is, you know, surpassed that part of his life.
And he's worthy of consideration. And if in fact that is in a book, it's okay to put it out there too. Your point is, let's put everybody's stuff out there. Yeah.
Correct.
So, yeah, and put it in context. Well, thanks, caller. And that was 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I could tell you more than anything about Bernard, and you know. You know, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
For people to look at a book now.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And the book that the caller's talking about is Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell. I've never even heard of it before, so I'm going to go check it out. You know, there's a lot of books like KYPD Blue, and also there's a lot of tell-all Kauai books. But
go on the internet and look up your name, and you know what? There are so many imposters.
I've seen the backside of a police car in my youth, you know, college, pre-college time for doing stupid things, I admit it. But I've grown up.
There's been many books written about my parents.
You know, we all grow up.
Yeah.
It's not like we're 18 anymore, at least I'm not.
Point well taken, caller.
I'm 19.
Put things into context, understand the whole situation, and, you know, where have we come from? Did it make them a better person? Does it reflect on their performance or what they're going to do right now? Who knows? But good call. Thank you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And it's you learn from your mistakes, and then you grow up and you realize that, okay.
Whoops.
I mean, I've made mine all the mistakes.
Oh, my gosh. I still make them weekly. I still make them daily with my kids. But anyway, thank you so much, caller.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 826-7771. Moving things along fast today. Already have got an amazing number of calls, and we'd love to just keep the pace up. If you're thinking it, so is somebody else, and they're shy, you're not. So call us up. We promise never to make you look bad, never to pin you or embarrass you or anything. We just want to hear what's on your mind. It's not, you're not going to get argued with. You're going to be explored, maybe. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. This is the best. The best part of living in a free world, and I want to take a moment to agree with the last caller. You know, I've met Dustin, and I believe that he's a very grown-up man, and he has a great voice for Hawaii. And this is such a great political climate in Kauai right now. There's so much going on. More people than ever are registering to vote. And I just wanted to throw a little shout-out to our council members who passed 2491 and send a little reminder to all the listeners that tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the County Council building, we are submitting our signatures for the charter amendment to 2491. The most important thing about this is that it shifts the burden of proof from the people of Kauai to the big companies, to the big ag companies, that they have to prove that what they're doing is safe. It's not up to us to prove that it's unsafe.
May I ask you a question?
That it's safe.
May I ask a question? Is that the purple petition that had to be reintroduced to the populace?
Absolutely. And for anyone who signed the first petition, remember that the council threw out most of our signatures because we didn't cross our T's and dot our I's. So all of our great volunteers have been out there with the purple petition that has all of the voter registration information. So you do have to be a registered voter to sign it. If you haven't signed it, please do. We have reached our we've reached our goal of signatures, but some will continue to be thrown out. So hit up your local health food stores. There's always volunteers out there at Healthy Hut and Papayas and Hoku collecting signatures to put the burden of proof on these companies. They're making all the money, so they should prove that their practices are safe.
Sounds fair.
And, and so they're basically presenting the signatures tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the County Council building. I'm going to be there. And I'm recommending to all my friends that we show ourselves in numbers. Even if you didn't get a chance to sign, even if you're just in the neighborhood, that is a public hearing. So for those of us who want to stop poisoning Kauai, there's an opportunity there at 9 a.m. at the County Council building to show that the ag companies need to prove that they are safe before they continue with their experimental practices. And then tomorrow's a big day at 6 p.m. at War Memorial. Is going to be the Chamber of Commerce meeting for all of the candidates. So Dustin and Felicia are going to be there, along with all of our other new and continuing candidates. So if you have the idea to support your local candidates, that's a great place to go. They're going to be undergoing a lot of hostile questioning. There'll be a lot of industry people there firing tough questions at them. And trying to set them off their course of uniting Kauai behind an aina. So there's two ways to malama aina tomorrow. And one is to support the charter amendment at the county council building at 9 a.m. And then if that's too early for you, try to make it to War Memorial and support your pro-Kauai candidates.
Well, that's fantastic. Good news and very informative. Thanks. I actually have the PSA candidate forum for tomorrow up on the thing, and I think it's a perfect time to play the informational piece that explains what's happening. So thank you, and thank you for all the volunteers that get out there and are so passionate about something that they'll actually collect signatures or go to these meetings too. We're blessed to have these free public forums, and when we show up and use them, the county, the state, the feds, they feel obligated to continue allowing that. When we don't use them, they kind of get away with stuff. So
anyway, yeah, and that's a great thing, just the term show up. You know, you don't have to be giving yourself 24 hours a day, but when you hear about events like this, if they see a lot of people there, they're going to know that there's interest.
Yeah. Fantastic. Let me see. I think I'm going to play this next. So thank you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the County Council for 2491, the amendment and the second coming of the petition. And you met your threshold again. Congratulations for that. And then at 6 p.m. War Memorial Chamber for all candidates, the candidate forum. KKCR will be broadcasting that tomorrow as well. So thank you.
Okay. Mahalo nui to you guys as well. Aloha.
Aloha. 826-7771. I've got a quick caller on the line, but I am going to run this PSA about the candidate forum because KKCR will be covering it tomorrow.
The Kauai Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce, announces a Kauai County Political Forum on Wednesday, July 9th at the Kauai Memorial Convention Center Exhibition Hall from 6 to 9:15 p.m. The free forum is open to the public and will include candidates for Mayor, House of Representatives District 15, from Omau to Wailua Homesteads, and Kauai County Council candidates. That's Wednesday, July 9th, from 6 to 9:15. KKCR will be broadcasting this forum live.
And that is community radio. That's fantastic. Not last week, but the weekend before, I wanted to do a quick apology myself. It just was clunky, and I'm trying to steer the show into, just for the time being while I'm covering it, more of a pure listener-driven call-in show where we're not trying to rile you up or pick the ultra-provocative articles in the news locally, nationally, internationally. Lots going on right now. But there's so much going on. We'd really love to create a space here where you just felt comfortable calling in. And I'm talking about people on every side of every issue, too. So don't feel like you're going to call in with the wrong candidate that you're supporting. If you want to voice your approval of that candidate, don't feel like even if you want to call in and talk about what you see or benefits or the positive side of what's happening with Big Ag on the island of Kauai, we will listen and you will get some responses, I'm sure. But what we're doing here is creating a space for you. I think Eric's got another phone call for me, but I don't know. Nope. I'm going to try to switch to this one. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Scares me at all.
Oh, no. Let's try that. Hello? Nope. We lost that one. Okay.
Hung up on everybody.
I just hung up on everybody. I'm a bad man. Yeah, it's interesting. We've got RIMPAC happening right now, or about to happen. Is it happening yet?
I'm pretty sure it's still happening.
Still happening, yeah. And meanwhile, we've got, Hamas fired rockets into Israel today. Israel opened up the bomb shelters, called up 40,000 of their the IDF troops. So it's pretty serious. And, boy, it's a choice these days. Nobody's starving except by choice. You know, we've got enough going on this planet that we could work it out if we wanted to. Apparently we don't. 826-7771. We'll keep taking those calls. I love how fast they're going. And remember, if it's on your mind, it's on somebody else's. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, you know what? I'm the guy to call earlier and ask this question about Barca.
Sure.
But I just want to, I know you don't have anybody waiting, but I just wanted to clarify, that book that came out is a recent book.
Okay.
And the incidents where Barca was choking people and assaulting innocent people within the last couple of years. So I don't know how much he's grown up in the last couple of years, but if there's a man, if he thinks he's got a right to just assault people, then, you know, we need to find out. And
well, issue
when he was a teenager.
Okay. What I think I hear you asking, and I'll give you a chance to clarify, is you're saying you'd like him to address this.
I sure would.
Okay.
And I want to, straightforward.
Fair enough.
Choked people out and assaulted people outside the ring in the last few years when you were an adult. Because it says something about character. And a man, this was apparently in the last year or two, and a man doesn't grow up from assaulting people and choking people out in 2 years. And people who like the fact he's anti-GMO now are like gushing over him like he's going to be a savior and don't want to even deal with the fact that he could be just a heartless thug who just likes to choke people out and bully people around.
Well,
I'd like to talk to him and find out where he's coming from and ask him, did you do this?
Yeah, I think that would be a better thing than making statements like Heartless Thug and stuff. But your question...
Well, according to the book, yeah. That's the way he's painted in the book.
And it is according to the book.
I haven't met
him,
and I'm willing to give him every chance. If
well,
he
let's,
has
let's follow it up.
Stand up and ask this question, answer the question.
I think you mean the cojones, not the cojones.
Well, those too.
But I think it's a fair question. If the book is published, that means someone believed it enough to sign their name on it and take the
and
legal responsibility.
And this book is not a local Kauai book. This is a national book by a man who was a writer for Surfing Magazine, and the man also served as a reporter in Beirut. And he said that when he was kidnapped in Beirut and held at gunpoint by terrorists, it was less scary than dealing with these thugs, psychopathic thugs, surfers, on the North Shore. They scared the heck out of him many more than these terrorists in Lebanon when he was kidnapped.
Well, caller,
that's how he starts his book. These people are psychopaths, they're unpredictable, and they're bullies, and they don't have any rules, and the police won't enforce it on the North Shore.
Here's my problem, because right. We got to go back and forth. I get it. You have an absolutely valid right to ask that. Let me talk. Let me talk for just a second.
Go for
You've
it.
You've said these people on the North Shore. So what I would like to see before going much deeper into descriptive adjectives would be to actually try to find the book and see if is it one incident or is it a whole bunch of people of which he's one of or what.
It's a culture that he said. And
so but wait, hold on.
His pictures in the book as having choked a lot of people out and choking the authors that he choked. The author out.
Okay, and so here is here's my word to you. I'm going to follow it up.
Thank you.
Dustin Barca, being who he is, I'm sure will either choose to address it here or not. But I'll follow it up. And if there's
and I'd like to find out if he plans. He's the executive leader. That means he doesn't make up his own laws. He enforces the laws as they are written. And I want to find out if he's going to enforce these laws to the letter of the law, if he's going to, like, set them up to his own agenda. Like, you know, for instance, maybe he likes to drive around in big monster trucks. Those are illegal. What, are you going to go around and break the law in big monster trucks?
Now we're getting a little strange. But I hear where you're coming from, and we'll leave it at that. It's the second call. I just want to say, if a book's been written, it's a totally legitimate request. We'll follow it up and see what we can find out about it, okay? Thank you, caller. I do have other calls. Did we lose both of them?
I think so.
Oh. Hello? Oh, okay.
826-771.
826-7771. Totally legit question of the caller. At some point, I think when you start dropping thugs and all that, it becomes more of an impassioned personal editorial. His question is legit, and let's follow it up, and then we'll see where we can take it. 826-7771. I would love to keep the phones moving. It is about 7 minutes to 5 o'clock. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. In response to the type of vehicle Barca drives, he doesn't drive a big old monster truck. And he just has a Toyota Tacoma King cab, I believe.
Well, we've clarified the truck issue.
Yes.
So, okay. Hey, I know this voice. Do you know if you register online? How do you prove your citizenship or identity if you're doing it online? Because I know you're a voter registration master.
Yes, I was just at the registration place this morning, turning in some new registrant, and I know that I've been calling people that I registered because new first-time voters now have to have a copy of a photo ID of their, like, driver's license, which is, if you're registering people while you're on the street on art night, you know, it's kind of hard. People don't carry those types of things around.
Boy, I wonder if you could just take an well, it's too late now because there's only 2 days left, but we could...
Well, you can do that. I mean, I'm calling people that I registered and seeing if they're first-time voters and asking them to please just text me a copy of their ID so I can turn it in tomorrow with all their paperwork.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. How many people would you say you personally have gotten registered?
This time maybe 150.
150. There have been county council slots that have lost by less than that.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy. You know, I'm really busy in my life, and I wish I could do it more, but... You know, I'm still rounding up voters at the last minute here. There's a few guys that work near me that are young and never voted, and they don't know if they want to, but I'm trying to talk them into it. But, yeah, you know, the guy with about the book, you know, what about Kauai KPD Blue and Mel Raposo, you know. I mean, there's different books on different people, and I don't know. I agree with you. People do grow. And I know that on the North Shore of Oahu, there's been people that have dropped into surfers at Pipeline and put them in really dangerous situations, and then they get punched out for putting other people in dangerous situations. Do I think that's right? Not necessarily, but that's how it was done, and maybe there's better ways to do it, like talking and using your words.
Yeah, and it's important to know the context, too, which, once again, is what you're saying. So what's the framework? What's the context? And I don't think it was out of line to bring up the book if it's out there, but it's important if you're going to listen to information to get the whole information and the whole context. So thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Thanks. Aloha.
Now, can we have the color of that truck?
Black.
Okay, I'm just kidding, caller. Thank you so much, and thanks for doing all your work with registering voters. He does have tinted windows. Okay. Well, there you have it. Not a monster truck. Thanks a lot. Eric, we got another call?
We do. Yeah, on the air.
On the air, 826-7771. Go ahead, caller. It's all you.
All right. Hey, how's it, how you guys doing? A good show, I guess.
Thank you. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I got an answer for you. You know the last call, the other guy, about Dustin Barca? If Dustin listening, maybe you should call up the radio station and tell him the truth. Is it right or is it true or false what he did? If you say he didn't do it, well, I believe him. If he said, well, there must be an answer for it. Is that right or wrong?
That would be one smart way to go about it. You know, the game of politics is far beyond me, and you have your handlers and your PR people, and you have your candidate and a whole team of people that help them to decide what's right, but then you have that rare candidate that'll just call in and or show up to a debate and just let it rip from the heart. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe we'll get some information about it.
Maybe he did that like when he was a young kid, you know, like look at President Clinton. He said he smoked weed while he became the president, right?
Yeah, I George Bush had a whole ton of stuff. Everyone, Holder, what is he, the head legal honcho? I can't even
remember.
Everybody's done stuff. I've done stuff. It's what'd you learn from it? Did you pay the price required by society? Have you grown morally and compassionately? I don't know. But thanks, caller. So you're saying, Dustin, if you're out there, call in is what I hear you saying.
All right, man. You guys doing a good show.
Okay,
keep
thanks
up the
a lot. Right on.
Okay.
826-7771, and I've been saying all day, if it's on your mind, rest assured it's on somebody else's. We're not going to make you look bad. In fact, we will do our best to make you look incredibly insightful and intelligent no matter what perspective you're coming from, which could be difficult, but we'll try. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, aloha.
Hey, I just turned on the radio, and I heard some guy rifling about something. Could you kind of, like...
We've had so many calls today, like 15 calls, but I think what you're talking about is there was a book called Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell.
I was talking about guys getting choked out.
That was it, yeah. And I guess the caller's concern was he made note that Dustin Barca was mentioned in the book as being one of the people from that culture, and, you know, he was either asking Dustin to address it or he just wanted to make a statement about it. I know that particular caller specifically does not like monster trucks as well. So
that's
a mass convention. He doesn't like them on the beach. He doesn't
he's
like
on
them
the wrong island.
And, well, he's entitled to his opinion.
Tell him not to go to Pulley Holly.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
I might run him over.
So anyway, what's your thoughts on
that?
Oh,
nothing. So what's that book about? Do you know anything about it?
I guess it's, I really would feel out of place to say anything. It sounds like it's just talking about the culture of the North Shore of Oahu, the surf culture, and some bad things that are here. Yeah, it's not Kauai, and while I respect the caller's question and concern, it felt like there was a lot of anger coming up with other issues, and he lumped Dustin in with a whole bunch of people.
I've been here for about 27 years and on the North Shore, so I can honestly say that, you know, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
When it comes to over here on Kauai.
So it'll be interesting. You know, it's part of the story, and when you decide to jump into the public arena and run for public office, your public life is owned by everybody, so we'll see what happens. But
I've known Dustin personally for years, so I can just say that he's one of the nicest guys I know, and he's worked really hard to get where he's at, and I think he's got a, you know, I think he's got a heart for this island, and I think that's what we need. I think, you know, if we look at the rest of the world right now, the way it's going, and they're trying to take over all the big industries. And, you know, I think we have a chance right now to keep Kauai.
Yeah, boy, you know, and it's so important
all of our farming and everything else, you know.
Precisely what makes us so amazing for Big Ag would make us amazing for small, sustainable, organic, safe for bees. Kauai and the entire state could, everything that made us good for Big Ag would also make us good for a lot of other similar industries that might be more sustainable and have less of an environmental impact. But we'll see what the people want, because how everyone votes in this next election is going to be a big part of it. But we do have the Trans-Pacific Partnership at an international level that would completely nullify everything that happens with the evolution of 2491, Big Ag and Kauai, or the state. The people need to understand what Trans-Pacific Partnership is, and maybe we should do a whole show on that coming up. But thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
And so what I hear you saying is you're still going to vote for Dustin, and despite what you've heard today on the radio?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, are you kidding? I haven't voted in years, just to be honest, and I'm, you know, it's first, you know, I mean, I look at some of these guys that are in office, you know, it's like, you know, what you like, I was telling my wife last night, you got a guy that's like, look at him, man, he's fit, he's smart, he works out every day. Are you going to put a guy in there that's like, you know, overweight, does nothing, and just takes money from people and passes a buck? You know what I mean? That's basically what it's coming down to.
It is a tough time to be a candidate. Gosh.
You know, but at the same time, I'm really glad I turned on the show, because some girl registered me at Foodland, and now I'm finding out, like, from what I just heard from this other girl, that if I didn't have a photocopy, right, I'm a first-time voter, I'll probably have to re-register.
Wow, maybe we get somebody to even drive a bunch of us down there to, you know, get a little carpooling tomorrow and the next day, the last 2 days.
You know what I'm saying,
though?
This girl was in Foodland just, like, registering a bunch of people to vote, but she didn't ask me for a photo of my ID or anything.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot
obviously.
Of little technicalities, and the powers that be from whatever side, left, right, Repub, Dem, Conserve, Liberal, the powers that be know the game, and we need to know the game, because we're not professionals from whatever side we're.
Every angle they can get, just to cut us out.
And that makes us stronger and smarter. So good for them. We're going
to
rise up and
figure
this out.
I'm glad for your
show,
bro. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. And hopefully Dustin will follow up and answer some of these questions. You know.
Yeah. Thank you, Colin.
I don't think these guys have anything to worry about. I think he's going to, you know, change this place and head us in the right direction. And
hopefully
the other candidates will jump on board with him, and we can keep Kauai like it was when I first got here, you know, and maybe even before that.
Yeah, I think I got here about the same time. Did you say about 27 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, 27 years ago. That's when I got here. 28, I think, in August. So, wow.
Yeah,
what changes we've seen, huh? Well, thank you very much, caller.
Okay, man. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. It's the top of the hour, and you're listening to KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea, Kauai Soapbox. My co-host, Eric Cantor.
Why would you say Cantor?
Because he's the guy, he was up in politics. He had an unbelievable blindside defeat. He was from West Virginia, I believe, and he was just blasted out, and they spent 20 times more money than this other candidate. So that's, and he's Eric Cantor. You're Eric Cannon, of Vimeo fame, of How to Vote Kauai.
Yeah.
So thanks. We got some great callers today, but you are listening to a community-supported radio station. We stream out all over the country. Our number is 826-7771. If you are not blessed to be on this island right now, you can still call in at 866-275-1112. And it looks like we've got three calls in the queue, so we're going to start moving fast. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, and thanks, Eric, for keeping it moving. Go ahead.
Hey, handsome W. Carlos.
Oh, I know who this is.
I just think that I have a great idea, that the writer of that book and the guy who called it, and I can understand if that's what he believes, I'd be upset too, and Dustin all get together, and if Dustin did do something like that, he's man enough to apologize. I know that about Dustin. And there are people in my past I wish I would have punched out. I didn't do it.
So you're talking to Ho'oponopono almost.
I am. I am. Yeah. And I think the caller had some really, really good points. I mean, of course. But Dustin and Felicia, I know their hearts. Their hearts are in a really beautiful place. I was very proud to go and hang signs for them. And I offered both teams to help if they need my support to do more things. And I think that would be a wonderful thing. And I do believe in Dustin. And we can't forget that he ran around the island to show people how powerful he is. I love that about him.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to bring up another topic, please.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, okay. I have a few friends that catch the bus, and most of the people that I see catch the bus, I always stop and ask them, you know, if they want to ride. I take them, I pick up hitchhikers and all that. But anyway, I think that a lot of our bus stops are so sad, and we do have enough money to make all the bus stops have a nice shelter, shade, and places for people to sit. A lot of the people who catch the bus are challenged mentally or physically, and some just don't have the money or don't want to own a car anymore. So I would like to do some kind of a campaign for that. Excuse me. But and I want to say thank you to both of you and Eric. I don't know if I've met Eric or not, but you guys are doing a good show, and I'm begging people just to really, really study Felicia and Dustin Barca, because we could really make some wonderful changes.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love your idea about the bus stops. I just was driving by, and I did see some challenged people sitting both in Kapa'a and at the bus stop in Anahola the same day. And it was one day with sun, and one day it was raining. And I don't know why it was in my mind. Maybe it was on a previous show, but I remember just about every other place on earth I've traveled that's in the civilized world has had sheltered bus stops. And so it would really be inexpensive, and there's probably a lot of community groups that would even build them for their own neighborhood, although it's so tough to jump over the hurdles to get, you know, to allow the private sector to do something that the public sector should be doing. So
right.
I agree with you 100%, and let's keep up on that. I know
thank
who this
you,
is.
Thank you.
So.
And if I knew who to call, I'd go into their office and find out all the – I did tell my boyfriend I would do this already, and I didn't do it. But he said, you know, if you want it done, you go to the office, you find out your homework, and then you can coach people. But there are there's lots of extra wood around. There's people who would love to do it. And then maybe, like, if Dustin builds one, he can put his name on it, and it will be there for a long – his kids will grow up and see it.
Well, certainly you could even offer it in a very small, tasteful way to allow even a business to sponsor it, the way they put road signs up and clean up certain parts of the highway. So maybe
exactly.
we don't want that because we don't want that commercialized, but it's a way to get it done cheap. But I just think it's wonderful. But secondly, what a concept, a Ho'oponopono, like – I love that.
Yeah, and maybe that caller, I'm sure he's still listening, and I want him to know I respect where he's coming from with all my heart, and maybe he could call you back and set up an appointment with Dustin and meet Dustin face-to-face and see what a lot of us see in Dustin.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and I think we got some stuff to pursue after the show, so thank
you
very
much.
I'll catch
you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I do want to say thank you to Eric, too, because he's been coming in for years, and he doesn't even get a lot of airtime. He comes in, he runs the board, and he's got training. And, Eric, thank you so much.
It's not about me getting airtime. It's about everybody having an awesome show.
I know, but you know, that's part of the juice, and
you just
keep doing it. You got some phone calls for us?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Go ahead, caller. You want to rant? You want to discuss dialogue? What's on your mind?
I just wanted to back up something with Dustin Barca.
Sure.
With the agricultural companies, it's a big fight coming up. And I'm not a fighter, and I don't believe in violence. I know he's outgrown that, but we need someone who is a fighter. And that's a reason to get behind him.
Okay.
Because his heart's in the right place, and he's ready to take on that fight.
That's a perspective I didn't even consider in that way. I mean, I guess I have underneath.
I think he should use it.
It's a good point. So
use it for. We need that. We need a fighter right now. This is going to be a big fight against these companies.
Yeah, and like the other caller said, we all have our past, but I love the idea of embracing that past and untangling it.
Yeah, well,
as we move forward,
and the culture of Hawaii and how.
Yeah.
What goes on the North Shore, how that keeps the peace, actually. And certain people have to play a role, but that role serves a purpose within society there, so the police aren't involved. And people don't really understand that. It have come lately to the islands.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that's a hard thing for him to defend in that sense, but the fact that we need a fighter for these fights coming up is a reason to vote for him.
Well, I think you made a very clear point. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. I love those points. So if you've got a point, if it's a counterpoint, and a point in agreement, or you want to take us in a whole different direction and discuss something else, 826-7771. Hopefully the caller that asked for us to re-up or put our phone number out there more is hearing. We listened. It's KKCR. It's community supported. We just had our fund drive. It was one of the most successful fund drives in years. And we didn't give away a lot of tchotchkes and plastic little things. It was mostly just from the good graces of the community, and that was powerful. So we appreciate that, and we're here for you. So if not one of our shows, then one of the talk shows or music shows, but just keep letting us know how we could do things better. I've got more phone calls, and we've got about 50 minutes left to go, and let me see if I'm going to be able to sneak this one on right now. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. This Barker thing was just reminding me of something I saw a long time ago on, it was a special on Inside a Prison with a news commentator in the Status. I believe it might have been Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure, but somebody like her. And she was talking one-on-one to a guy who was not getting out. He had murdered somebody. And during the interview, toward the end, he looked at her and he said, "Everybody." Like, I'm saying everybody has the ability to kill someone. And her mouth just about dropped open, and he said, "Even you, Barbara," what if it was Barbara? And her mouth just, like, she looked horrified, and she goes, "There's no way I would kill somebody." He's going, "In the right circumstances, yes, you could." And and actually, even my light bulb went off, and I'm going, "In the right circumstances, yes, I could react in that extreme." Somebody's just trying to kill my kid or something like that, you know, I'm going to step in front and kill him if I could, you know. And so I think there's always a circumstance where people act up and defend or do what they feel is right, and that, you know, it is true. Maybe some people overreact. Some people's, you know, even what their definition of fear is to them, what is terrifying to one person might not be terrifying to another in the exact same situation according to what they've been exposed to in life. So
right.
That's all kind of relative to what your exposure is.
And we did have a caller say there is also a cultural context, whether you agree or disagree with that. There is the context of where we are and what time in history it is and what's happened before. And, you know, then the surf culture is its own culture beyond that. So I don't think it's fair to delve much deeper than his initial noting of the book. I don't think it's fair to go much deeper, especially for me here on the show, until I know more of the background and the context, because
right.
It's just surmise, you know, unless someone's actually read the book. So
yeah,
we'll
and then
it
kind of comes back to this thing about monster cars and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, like, okay, well, oh, now we should know who this guy, what kind of car this guy drives, and, you know, what color it is. It's like, and then, you know what I mean? It's like, this is like, all, like, it starts getting ridiculous, you know, when people start picking on people that way, and showing their colors as well, and insecurities and fears and whatnot. And, you know, maybe this person doesn't even belong here. That's what it really sounds like.
Well, and I think it's our job as a host to kind of dig through the surface anger and find out what's the core injury or what's the core, like, what happened underneath, or where is this coming from for the caller, too, respectfully, too, and humbly. So
yeah.
Great calls
yeah.
today, and it's all valid. I keep saying, if you run for public office, you're saying I'm all in. I'm throwing all my chips in, and it's everything I've ever been and everything I've ever done. So
but you know, the callers should be more respectful as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Carlos.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great call. I appreciate it. Great calls today. We're moving fast. I love this. It's really what we want to do. We just want to be a place that you can call in and let it rip, whatever it is. I think we got another caller. No? Yes. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I called already once. I'm the voter registrar person.
Yes.
And I just wanted to tell the guy that called that said he didn't give a copy of his ID. If he wants to text me a copy of his driver's license, I'm going in tomorrow and I can hand it in. I want him to be able to vote.
Wow, so you're saying through an Android, an iPhone, any of those smartphones, he could text you a photo of his ID direct to your number and you will personally get it in there?
I will print it at my office, and I'll bring it over there. I'm just a mile from the registration office for voters. Yes.
You're a Democratic Republic hero. Thank you. Can you give a number?
Oh yes, 652-0808.
6520808. And are you willing to field short calls from anyone in this last 24 hours if they're freaked out or have questions or anything? Because you are a voter registration expert.
Yes, I am happy to do so.
Okay, 6520808. And she will, if you're one of the new voters for the first time that did not get informed that you also needed a photocopy of your ID, which was also part of the hang-up on the 2491 thing when they had new voters, by the way. If you need someone to get your photocopy in, this caller, I will leave her name off the air, but 652-0808, she can answer questions and possibly assist you getting your photo ID into voter registration.
It doesn't have to even be a photo ID. It can be an electric bill with your name on it and address.
Just something that proves you're part of this amazing place.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right, Eric. Good calls today.
Yeah, it's been funny. While you've been taking a lot of these calls, I've been reading reviews of Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell. And, yeah, I've been reading a lot of funny reviews. But
What's your overall?
It seems like he's a very annoying person. Like almost all the people say that he's very annoying, and he believes he's very inflated ego about himself and his style.
These are reviews.
These are reviews, but it makes for his writing, I guess.
Just to be clear, are these reviews like on an Amazon or a book site or some like? So these are technically unbiased reviews,
yeah,
not from a competitor or anything. They're just people that were so moved by their experience of the book and the writer that they felt moved to write about the book and the writer.
Exactly.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that.
They're giving it good reviews. Okay. I mean, they're just, most of them are 4 stars, the review. They're just saying that he has a lot of style in his own mind. He wears skinny jeans and red shoes and a strange haircut, but he thinks it's the best style in the world. But I think that was part of the problem when he went to the North Shore. And his biggest fear in life is not being killed.
His biggest fear is not being killed.
Yes. Isn't that strange?
Aspiration is to be killed.
Yes, he has a lot of strange views, and he likes to put himself in very dangerous situations.
So be careful. You just engaged in journalism. You actually got information, and then you went and tracked down some sources and followed it up and got another perspective. So be careful.
I'm ready.
We've got plenty more time, 45 more minutes. At the bottom of the hour, I've got some underwriting and station business, but we've got about 15 minutes up to that point to take in a bunch more calls, and then we'll have almost 25 minutes after that. So we're going to answer the next call, 826-7771. Toll-free off the island in Oahu and around the country and anywhere that takes the U.S. toll-free system, 866-275-1112. And you can also email dj@kkcr.org, and sometimes we'll get it. That has to happen the day before the show in question, so not necessarily our show, but any show. If you're really shy, you can also call in the station. If we're not too busy, Eric or myself can take your call, kind of translate it into a one or two paragraph data byte and try to express your sentiments, and then hopefully you won't call us up and yell at us because we got it wrong. But that
we'll
being said,
best.
Is that a live call?
Yeah, we're on right now.
Go ahead, caller. It's all you. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's the guy that called you about the book.
You got stuff going.
Hey,
you
listen, people misunderstand. I'm not opposed to Barca. I just have these questions. And it's, you know, and I'd be glad to meet with him. And if you want, after I hang up, I'll give you my number off there. He can call me and set up a time, and I'll meet with him. And I'm open to him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to ask the questions after reading this book.
I got that. I've backed you up.
And I'll get off the phone.
Yeah, sure.
The lady that called before the last lady basically said, if you ask the wrong questions, or if you don't like people driving around in giant, dangerous, illegal trucks that have killed people and hurt a lot of people, and you have questions about this, maybe you shouldn't be here. Maybe you should, like, leave. And that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So if I question their politician on his ethics, or if I suggest that somebody driving around in a big illegal truck assaulting people
and running over people shouldn't be allowed to happen, then I should leave? That's just insanity on every level, and I don't buy it. But I'm open to talking to Barca, and, you know, we'll see what happens. And I'll just ask him straightforward. And to put down this author who wrote this book because he wears skinny jeans is just, that's the, you know. That's
that,
the,
that was not Eric. That was actually, he was just reading the top of the line review.
Yeah, I know.
But caller.
You read the book about Barca, the parts about him, and sit down and just read those parts and then make a, you know, judgment. And the author writes for Surfing Magazine. These are magazines that are read by young people who like edge. The author is a little edgy in that way, and he uses kind of a mocking tone about fashion. But underneath it, these accusations are quite real.
Well, listen. Let me jump in.
I'm not going to leave because people don't like me asking questions. That's fascism, by the way.
Yeah, but let me jump in because it's just okay. I just want to say I hope you've heard we've definitely backed up your right to ask those questions. And yeah, I don't think we need to say to anyone, hey, if you don't like that, maybe you should leave. But it's definitely worthy of a discussion. I love the idea of. He hung up. I love the idea of a Ho'oponopono kind of mentality about anything way beyond this. But certainly it is your right as a listener to call in and ask any, you know, non-libelous, non-slanderous question. And I do not believe that the caller's call was libelous or slanderous. I believe he was commenting on a book. And what's fantastic is we've got public discourse and uncensored radio station that's live. We don't censor our calls. We just take them as they come. 826-7771.
I was going to say,
go ahead.
When that one caller was saying that you should leave if you don't like it, I mean, I grew up here and my whole life I've just seen large, oversized trucks that drive all over the place. But that's part of the community. That's part of what Kauai is. I mean, just everyone has trucks out here. And if they want to increase the size of them, put bigger tires on, that's just part of the fashion. And when you see that and you don't like it and a large portion of the population is doing that, how do you attack that? Do you either let your anger go by or do you try and enforce a law that gets rid of that? So people
I guess you can even try
enforced?
To create a new law. And he's called in a lot, and he's talked about smoking on the beach and trucks on the beach, etc. And, you know, all valid questions, all great. And that's why we're here, to get those questions and then put them out to the community. So
I think we're good people, and we don't need enforcement to show us what we have to do.
It's interesting. I've watched a lot of things over. I was on for 15 years, off for a year and a half, and then on for, you know, I'm back on. But there was a point in time when cockfighting was still not illegal here, and we talked a lot about culture and context, and you know, you've got your animal lovers and spiritual people, and a lot of people just thought that's absolutely insane, and then you have people that, you know, it's part of a cultural contextual reality. And so it's a great discussion. That's what's great about being part of a community. We all get to weigh in. You got another phone call for me?
I sure do.
Go ahead. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, I'm breaking the rule. I'm calling back. Okay.
You could call more than once. There's no one behind you.
I've been in Hawaii my whole life, and I've been on Kauai for a long, long, long time. And I love the beaches more when there weren't big trucks on the beach. I totally agree with that guy. I don't like the big trucks on the beach. I think they change the whole magic of the beaches. Park where you're supposed to park and let the kids be safe. And if they do have animals on the beach, let everybody be safe. I was at Kalihiwai a couple of times, and it was really scary. I wanted to share that with you guys.
What do you think about the black pot situation?
I think it's terrible.
Okay, so get rid of all the trucks on black pot.
No.
Or all the cars and trucks.
Well, I wish that we could go back in time and we didn't have big trucks on Kauai. I really do feel that way. Golf carts would have been nice and stuff like that, but this is a reality.
Yeah.
There are a lot of big trucks, and people have them. They can't afford them a lot of times. That's another thing. But anyway, my point is, back in the day when there were no vehicles on the beach, it was magical. And black pot, it's just people gunning their engines, and it's like an accident waiting to happen, the way kids just run out sometimes. I've witnessed it a couple times, and it is scary.
You know, caller, I know who you are, and I totally respect you, and I respect the opinion of the other caller, too, in regards to that. There's something to be said, though, in this world for having
a last bastion of freedom. I mean, we are being legislated and contained and caged and
so many laws.
Quantified everywhere. So I feel like I hate to think of the oil pans dripping in the sand and the impact. And it, at the same time, there's something about the human spirit being free. And I guess as a community, we've got to weigh everything and make the best decision. And hopefully no small charismatic element on any extreme wins. We come to consensus, you know, based on all of us. And, you know, I hear what you're saying.
I think there should be a day a month maybe where cars aren't allowed on the beach. Just one day a month.
Hey, I could live with that easy.
So the young kids that are growing up now can get the peace that you remember and that I remember.
Yeah.
I think instead of legally enforcing it.
I can't wait to meet your little, your friend there. Eric?
He's not little. He's... I'm 6'3", and he towers over me. And
I meant young.
Anyway,
I'm 24, so I'm still really young in
everyone's eyes.
But you know, instead of legally enforcing keeping those trucks off, walk up to the
truck.
Can I not say anything? Jeez.
Come on.
Anyway,
Eric, you dropped the third wall of the talk show host.
All right. Well, you know what? You go up to the person that's driving on the beach. You say, "Hey, that's not cool that you're driving on the beach." And if they give you any attitude back, you choke them out.
Oh, okay. Now you're...
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
That is... how about the poor guy who made some... I think he's a columnist for the Garden Island News, and he made some comment about they should burn that place down about Cocoa Palms, and the next morning it burnt to the ground. Talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time or a bad sense of humor. We've got about 35 more minutes. I would love to see 20 more phone calls. This is a record day. We're cranking. Erica, pick whichever calls next in line.
They're already on.
Go ahead, caller, and thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yes, thanks, Aloha. I would like to address the white elephant in the living room, and that is the fact that it has to do with cigarette smoking.
Okay.
I am anti-pesticide, herbicide. I'm anti-GMO. I'm all for health. And I challenge the people who are also anti-GMO, herbicide, pesticide, to quit smoking because they're ingesting at least 250 toxic chemicals into their body as we speak and into their children's lungs, who many have asthma and respiratory problems.
It's so interesting. I've never been a smoker in my life. I literally tried one clove cigarette in high school in 1978 as a junior, and I inhaled and I turned blue and fell over and threw up, and that was it. I am amazed that smoking is still happening with everything we know about it, and I'm amazed that marijuana gets such a bad rap. And yet we know what we know about smoking and alcohol. It's just, it's crazy. So,
it's awful. It's just awful. And I know people that have dogs with lung cancer and COPD and cancer because they smoke with their dogs in their cars and their houses.
Now, there's an interesting book, and I believe it's called The Spirit Molecule. And it's about nicotine and tobacco in indigenous cultures. And remarkably, there's almost no cancer correlation with pure tobacco. In fact, it's a very sacred herb in the same way that sage might be. And there's actually a nicotine receptor in our brain, which means somewhere along the line, we've evolved in a relationship with this molecule, the spirit molecule of nicotine. But the tobacco that has nothing to do with the herb to begin with. I'm not supporting tobacco smoke, but it's just amazing where we pick our battles as a society, and we allow smoking of these things, and and we passed Obamacare, yet we're allowing smoking. I don't know.
You know, it's a heartbreak.
It is.
And people end up having to take care of their loved ones and watch them die on the end of an oxygen hose because that very selfish, addicted person, I used to be one of them. I haven't had a cigarette in 28 years. I can't get near a cigarette. It makes me highly, highly ill.
Mm.
And it's a very selfish, addictive disease. It robs lives. It robs lives of children and spouses. And I just wish people would just throw them away.
It's such a complicated...
And not pick up that e-cigarette. Yeah. I have a brother that is now smoking that e-cigarette, and his voice has changed. It gurgles like his lungs are gurgling now instead of that dry cough. He's got this gurgle, and his voice changed to a deep, low.
I had children talk about in Victoria, British Columbia. They have seen people smoking in libraries because there's no legislation yet about the e-cigarettes because it's vapor. But what an interesting thing, huh? It's very interesting.
Yes,
I told,
when the vapor disappears, you know, where do the chemicals go onto whatever is the nearby?
Hmm. Well, I totally support the right of somebody to go do that if they can do it without impacting anyone who doesn't want to be impacted. But that's pretty deep. It's more than just the airspace. I used to really be affected by cigarette smoking in planes, but it's also the cost, the carrying cost of insurance and health care, etc.
Yes.
So,
and
but
every cigarette butt that hits the ground on Kauai ends up in the ocean because the land goes, the aina goes down.
Mm.
Every light little thing that is, you know, hits the ground is washed down to that ocean and ingested by the fish. And that
so,
people want to eat.
So if your president made an executive order, which I don't agree with. I think that's a bad way to legislate via executive orders. But would you be in favor of an across-the-board total ban, outlaw on all tobacco products? Is that what I hear you saying?
I would educate people.
Okay. I like that. You would educate them rather than legislate them.
Absolutely.
Wow,
I would
well
educate
done.
People.
You win a gold star for that one. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And my prayer goes to everyone right now that they can see that moment of clarity, just have that moment of clarity and desire to live rather than desire to die.
And my respect to you, that's one of the hardest addictions to break in 28 years. Congratulations.
It takes love.
All right.
It definitely takes love. And I'd like to say mahalo.
All right. Well, aloha, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, you're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha. Before we take this next call, I do want to say after the call, this will be, there's two calls. I'm going to take two calls. So if you're online, you're in, and then I'm going to do about 4 minutes of station business, then we'll get right back to the calls. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Sorry to cut you off there. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. The first thing I was going to touch back on is the caller before was saying that back in the old days, she remembers when there was no trucks on the beach.
Okay, yeah.
I think my memory states back in the old days there was about 5 times more vehicles on the beach.
Okay, so you have a completely different experience and recollection.
Yeah, now all the beaches are blocked off, so we can't get there. I mean, you could drive down right to Butbuts before and park your car right underneath the ironwood tree. Can't
now,
I get there anymore.
Were you?
I used to drive down Kalia. Used to be able to go to Donkeys. Used to be able to go all kinds of places. Now you cannot get there. So how can there be more trucks on the beach now than there was back in the day?
Are you surfer, fisherman, hunter? What's like? It sounds like you actually have direct experience.
I'm a person that's lived here
okay.
all my life, and I've just seen the changes in the past 35 years. That you know, everything. There was no gates. There was things weren't locked up. You could go wherever you want. You know, people didn't act stupid like they do nowadays. So it's why they're trying. You know, it's turning into a wild circus on the beach. But there's way less traffic on the beach now than there was before.
Do you support the way that it's going with less and less to eventually none? Do you think there should be room for some
trucks?
You
got to look at this scientifically, kind of, because every vehicle that goes on that beach is going to leave some type of dropping.
Sure.
Whether it's oil, brake fluid, whatever, you know, there. So it is contaminating the beach. You know, you have that aspect going on. You cannot get away from that. But the other thing is like, it's the only way that some people can get to where they're going. You know, and most people, like, you go to Poly Holly, it's a lot of families coming down, driving down to the beach with all their gear, you know, and they use their truck as kind of like a small house while they're camping. So without your vehicle down or there, I mean, your camping mission is jaded big time, because you're used to, like, living out of your car, kind of, when you're camping. You know, everybody eats off the tailgate, and you got all your stuff in the back, and, you know, it's changed. So it's kind of hard to see that there's more vehicles on the sand now than there was a long time ago.
Yeah, and her reference might be to a specific area. I'm kind of with you. I think they're, I hope they're continues to be some access, because I just think it's a wonderful thing. But I also agree that there's environmental impact, and you've just got to weigh everything. I like the idea of one day a week or a month where maybe there's no trucks. But
we've
got
to
work together.
You got to just crimp down on the people that are acting stupid.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going down the beach at 60 miles an hour by a bunch of people, yeah, you should be thrown in jail and throw away the key.
Yeah.
You know, if you're risking lives down on there where everybody's trying to enjoy themselves, you're the bad seed. You got to go. Not everybody else, not the other 99 people that are on the beach, just you.
Yeah.
You know, so it zeroes down into accountability and actually following through with some type of punishment for the people that are violating, you know, making it junk for everybody else.
America and accountability both start with an A, but I don't think they have a lot in common after that point, because we seem to have lost the ability to be accountable. I don't know if it's this generation or... it's just where it's going. I mean, it's the same
accountability
gun.
That can spread as wide as all the way to any topic you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's just if we had more accountability for actions nowadays, it wouldn't be like this.
Yeah, it reminds me of the gun issue, because almost all of the mass shooters in the last decade have been on SSRIs, which is mood altering pharmaceutical drugs for depression, etc. And you know, I'm not a total gun freak, but I'm a constitutionalist. I wish we'd follow the Constitution across the board. But that same argument about accountability and dealing with the stupid people instead of legislating everyone else makes a lot of sense, caller. Thank you.
Well, the next thing I wanted to talk about was the lady that just was talking about smoking.
Sure.
So now you have people that are smoking around you, and it's impacting your health. You know, it's how about people with chimneys that are forcing a 2-foot-wide cigarette into your family all night while you sleep? You know, you think a cigarette's bad? Try check that baby out. That'll take you down overnight.
Boy, I remember years back there was a caller that was having really hard times with people burning in the fireplace next door. Was that you? And like, there was health impacts of your children too, if I remember. I don't know if I'm remembering your voice improperly,
hey.
But.
You know what I went through?
That
I
was you.
On anybody.
That was you, yeah.
And watching a 3-year-old on the cliff of death with the Grim Reaper pulling on him, and you having his arms in the other hand with one toe on that cliff because of another person that thought it's their right, because the county codes of Kauai's planning department allows you to construct a chimney in a condensed neighborhood and just let your smoke flow freely downwind onto numerous houses. That's the law. So the people that have chimneys, they win, because there's nothing that you can do. I have a stack of paperwork about 3 inches thick that I've made every single person in this state that has any type of legal power over that sign and return to me, knowing that they're acknowledged of exactly what's happening, and nothing has been done about it.
Wow.
You know, there's nothing you can do except move.
I remember it was very heavy. How is your son doing?
Well, you know what? Now, he's had a hard time. You know, thanks a lot. So for the rest of his lifetime, he has a hard time with, you know, breathing in general. He's not the same as my other two kids.
Wow.
You know, he's the first one to get sick, and he's the oldest. You know, he's the first one coughing and stuff. Because the years that he was developing, we had to just eat smoke, and it was so faint that it wasn't affecting me and my wife as much. We were stupid. We didn't realize what was happening. You know, we weren't educated on this situation until it stabbed
us. You'd also grown. Your bodies were a full-grown, full immune system, you know, adult body to deal with that.
My son took this from the day we brought him home until by the time he was 3, his lung had grown shut because of smoke. And, you know, I have a really bad taste when I see people smoking cigarettes. You know, I can't even tell you what I think and what I want to do to that. But when I smell cigarettes, I choose not to smoke. I choose health.
Yeah.
You know, I want to live. I choose health for my kids.
Well, that was the difficulty.
Out there that can help you. You know, I get cleaner air in front of a store than I can get in my bed sleeping at night. Because you can't smoke in front of stores.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear it's continued, too.
You know, it's just amazing, but it all comes back down to accountability and, you know.
And community, though, also really taking care of each other. So,
we'll call her.
Anyway,
let's
out there. I hope everybody can feel that. And next time that you're smoking or you're making smoke in your yard, you know, think about the people that are downwind. Don't just think that it's nothing, because it's really heavy effect on your health. And, you know, especially little people and elderly people, because, you know, you're in their body. What you're doing is going in their body, not just around them and something they close their eyes and you go away. They close your eyes. That smoke is in you.
It's
you know, you're entering into my personal body. That's not fair.
Hey, let me give you my phone number. I don't know if you have a pencil or pen, but we've got a whole new group of council people possibly coming in and mayor possibly coming in, and you know, maybe it's a pivot point, but I remember deeply we've had several conversations years back, and so I'd kind of like to talk to you a little bit more off the air. Do you have a pencil?
Sure. Well, the last thing I wanted to say on the air before I take the number down is that my issue is the same thing as the GMO issue. It's a substance coming from another party that's entering my property, coming into my house, and it's the same thing as pesticide poison and all that stuff. It's just smoke. So if we could get some type of umbrella law that prevents harmful things coming from some other entity into your property and affecting your, going into your body, you know, we need some type of protection for that.
Well, sounds like you're also talking about the Hawaiian sovereignty issue. I mean, it gets all the way down to, you just described it, a harmful foreign substance coming in and affecting. So we just, hopefully as a society and a people, we evolve to just get a little bit more real and be a little bit more conscientious. But let me give him my number and we'll follow this up. It's 635-9382. And anybody out there, if you've got anything on your mind, I prefer text, and, you know, we can see if it's a good topic for the show. Maybe we can go a little deeper. But thank you, caller, and I'd love to hear more personally from you off the air.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Aloha.
All right. I have to go back to the east side and train. So, awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out. Once again, Eric Cannon's Vimeo.com, How to Vote Kauai. And did you ever see if you could Google just How to Vote Kauai if it popped up?
You know, I bet you it would. Yeah.
And then also we have a mysterious voter registration expert who I personally know. I'm not going to say her name, but her number is 652-0808. And from what I am hearing, she will personally get your photocopy to the county. If you need help registering, maybe she can help you register online and assist you with the photocopying part. So, that's fantastic, 652-0808. And if you have an idea for a show and you need to talk but are shy, give me a call, 635-9382. And big heads up, hats off, and high five to Eric for just doing a lot of great stuff. And just coming in, helping run the board and produce the show for a couple of years now.
Yeah,
fantastic.
All right. For this last caller, later. Aloha.
All right, Eric, we'll see you. Go ahead, caller, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it?
Hey, aloha.
Hey, we have... gotten off of the subject. We're talking about a lot of things, but I'd like to get back onto the subject of GMO and corporations.
Yeah, please.
I had no problem against GMO plants. I got no problem with growing GMO stuff, but I do have a problem is the 19 tons of registered chemicals that they spray here. You know, when those registered chemicals get here, the 19 tons, they come in concentrate form. You've got to mix it with water. 55-gallon drum, 500 gallons of water.
Strong stuff.
You strike and do the math, so it's 100%. You do the math, it comes out to 1,850 tons of water or pesticide, herbicide, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're spraying. They're not spraying 19 tons. Come on, people, wake up. So with 1,850 tons of water mixed with chemicals, that's what's being sprayed on the island of Kauai. So we have to get in and stop this. That type of farming should not be done here in Hawaii. That type of farming, which was done in New Zealand, has been kicked out of New Zealand. You folks want to go check it? Go check. It's there. Go check any search engine you got. Put it in.
Well,
New
the trend...
Zealand, GMO, it comes back.
Yeah.
No longer here on in New Zealand.
The trend around the world is moving away from it as opposed to toward it.
And
so,
we should be moving even faster. We should be out leaps and bounds and running faster than it, because we have a proof that herbicides did not work. During the Vietnam War, there was a herbicide called Agent Orange. I don't care what you call it. It's still a herbicide. Side is means to kill or to kill. You know that? Did
right.
you know that? That means herbicide is something, a herbivore is something that eats plants. A herbicide is something that kills plants. And they say, well, herbicides are meant to kill weeds. You know what? How the hell is that herbicide, when it falls on anything, knows whether that's a weed or not? It's only the person that's doing it. So I back up Dustin Baca if that's what he wants to do. Because right now, patients of Kauai, and that means the mayor and everybody else underneath him that wants to keep this herbicide going, because I don't know why, been pointed out to them that Agent Orange is no good. And that if you mix the Agent Orange and it's done correctly, it dissipates. But if you don't do it correctly, it becomes a dioxin. Put into any of your search engines, Agent Orange Vietnam, and you'll be surprised. At least 1,000 pages that talk about the problems with dioxin, which is from Agent Orange, and now they want to use 2 or 3 chemicals from Agent Orange to start to use it as a herbicide. Why? Because plants build up resistance to herbicide.
Yeah. Well, I think
all it is we need to get rid of it. People, wake up. I don't care what you folks talk about. Oh, he beat up some people, or the guy was. I don't care. You want to die next year? I'm dying at a faster rate than all of you. I am a Vietnam era veteran. I got sprayed with Agent Orange.
So you're talking about
Saigon. Wait, yeah. We all went to Saigon Hospital. A guy, two beds down from me, died because he couldn't take what his lungs had been inhaled that day. And let me tell you, being hit with 100% or 150% Agent Orange is not very nice. Your lungs burn, your whole tear ducts, your eyes burn, everything burns. You cannot get enough air. It just cuts you off.
I have a friend on the Big Island that's in a lengthy passing away from Agent Orange
It's killing off veterans.
Yeah.
And we should be the ones to take the lead on this. I am, because I am an American, I am 100% disabled. And you know the problem with America? All the problems we had with the VA, it's not Barack Obama's fault. It's not Erickson Shecky's fault. It's the offices of the VA. In 2002, I was informed that part of the problem with Agent Orange is I'm going to have a systemic heart problem. That means I can get a heart attack. I went in. I registered. You know what? I had to wait 5 years. I had to have a heart attack before they would even see, I could even see a doctor. Now, you tell me what's wrong. And that was a local office down here on Kauai. The lady's name was Sharon, and she's the one who did not get me in. The only reason I survived was I was losing weight and I was staying in shape.
Wow. You know, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm feeling
it. The whole
it,
thing about Agent Orange, the whole thing about these herbicides, the whole thing about what we're doing, who we're looking at, and who we should vote for, and all the way to Kekaha, did everybody go to that nice fireworks? Did you see those nice display of signs? They started at Abercrombie, and they ended up with, what's his name? Arthur Boone. And there were about 10 of them. They were on the roadway. They were in the path. They were in the path. You're not supposed to put signs in the path, the right of way. You're not supposed to put in signs. It was right there. And they're supposed to have put it up inside, I believe, Dow Chemical. If they had put it in Dow Chemicals, everybody would know immediately who is backing up these politicians, 10 or 15 signs there.
Yeah, and I think your point about, well, being a vet, you'd know the word triage, and you treat the most critical thing first, and what you're saying is maybe what happened a few years ago.
We need to treat GMO, the growing of the using of pesticides, any type of pesticide or herbicide needs to end, and this is what's happening to us all. You folks are all getting sprayed with it. I live one day, you live one day 24 hours. I live one day, I live 32 hours. I'm going to die way before anybody who is my age who did not go to Vietnam.
Wow.
But I am living. I just marking time now.
Yeah.
I just doing the best I can.
So 19,000.
You don't have a chance to stop this. Everybody here on Kauai needs to get out and vote.
Could I get the math again? I've got a few other callers, but 19,000 tons actually diluted comes out to an actual value of how many true tons of water base?
Wait. When you do 19 tons, it's 50. They only come in 50. They come in a 55 gallon drum.
Yeah.
They only put 50 gallons inside.
Okay.
So you divide 50 into 2,000. So that's 50 gallons. You do the math. You got to do the math.
Yeah.
I did the math. 1,850 tons of water. Water weighs 8 pounds per gallon.
Boy, well, caller, thank you. Very, very poignant words. And, you know, the... One thing.
So I was going to work in New York, and I saw a sign. It pissed me off. These politicians know, because there is a handbook that is passed out. It says in the very end of the handbook, no signs in the pathway, in the right way, any place on the roadway where telephone wires are, that's the right, what did I call that? Yeah, right away. Anyway, right of way. You're not supposed to put up signs. So when I come back, the signs are still there. I take out my wire cutters and I cut down all the signs. My name is Anthony Aguiar. I've cut down those damn signs.
And you stand by your actions.
It takes a Democrat like myself to tell the other Democrats, and I am a left-wing nut, and they are corporate America. So
all right.
I did. And I don't care who knows about it, because this is not right. They are insulting us here on Kauai. They have no respect for us. They know the law. And they put those signs up. So those signs came down, and I cut them down.
Those signs came down. You're standing behind Barca, and I've got to take the next call. But I respect your words and your call. Thank you for your service, and I'm sorry. I just can't believe how we treat our vets. But we'll continue this discussion. It's not going away. Thank you very much. All right, we've got Jazz with John coming up next. I've got a couple phones online. I'm going to do a few underwriting station IDs, and we'll be back.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality Giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas, stretch your imagination.
Island Metals, Kauai's one-stop shop for all things metal roofing and siding. Manufacturing custom orders to your exact specifications in just 1 to 2 days. Right here on Kauai. Contractors and homeowners welcome. More information at 246-4600. Online at islandmetals.com or at our shop in Honolulu. At All Island Metals, we have you covered.
The 15th Annual Kaloa Plantation Rodeo Weekend at CJM Country Stables in Poipu begins Friday, July the 18th through Sunday, July the 20th. The team roping competition begins at 11 a.m. on Friday. Women's barrel racing begins at 4 and ends at 8:30 p.m. There will be a Paniolo barbecue and music by the Bootleggers and Not My First Rodeo. Sunday's rodeo and live music begins at 10:30 a.m. Paniolo and Keiki events lead up to top cowboys competing for individual and team prizes. Wear your cowboy hats while enjoying local food trucks and a petting zoo. More information at 742-6096 or at KaloaPlantationDays.com.
Announcing the Reach Basketball Clinic, July 10th through 12th at the Kilauea Gym, open to all boys and girls aged 9 to 18. This 3-day basketball clinic has two purposes: to help participants excel as individuals and as a team through teaching the fundamentals of basketball, and to instruct, encourage, and minister life application skills. With former professional player Rick Harville and Harlem Globetrotter Sherwin Durham, scholarships are available. That's the Reach Basketball Clinic at the Kilauea Gym, Thursday through Saturday, July 10th, 11th, and 12th. More information from Mike at 346-2926, or you can pick up an application at the Calvary Church North Shore in Kilauea.
Okay, we're back. I got time for two more quick calls. I've already got them online, so if you're listening and haven't called in yet, let's get in first next Tuesday. I do want to say thank you to everybody. My dream for the show is to move away from politics coming from the show and moving toward listening to your politics, your spirituality, your environmentalism, your life thoughts, and what's happening in the community. So the more you talk, the less I have to. And that's awesome. We got time for two more quick phone calls, about a minute and a half each. Jazz with John is coming up after that. And immediately following these two calls will be the County Council Report. Go ahead, caller. Thanks. What's on your mind? Hello.
Aloha. Wonderful show. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And I'm just calling in, wanted to plant a little seed about the accountability and thinking 7 generations into the future. I just saw this National Geographic showing that in South Africa, human footprints have been found from like 170,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So just bringing in that awareness, I know I've called in before about this, but just listening to the trucks on the beach story and taking one day off a month, like I used to call in the show and be like, can we just have no cars on the island one day a month? You know, let's all agree. And, you know, we've only had them on the planet for 100 years. So I just felt to call in and plant that seed of awareness of looking 7 generations into the future and being accountable to our keiki and our future generations, that there will be an aina and clean water and clean air to utilize if we can higher our levels of awareness and just really malama aina in a big way. I had an opportunity to go to South America a couple of years ago, and being down there and just really seeing villages still cruising with their horses and carriages and planting their food, using bulls to till the field, you know, no tractors. So just, I just felt to call in and just put that out there. And I know everyone loves Kauai, so also I feel that Kauai is definitely a portal for shift and transformation on this planet. She's like the third eye of the islands of the planet. And as we change things here and as we get the GMOs off this island, they will leave the whole planet. And so thank
Sounds
you all
good.
For Malama Aina, and thanks for the show.
All right. You just made it exactly the perfect time, too. And from all action, there was a core of intention first, so I appreciate that. Thank you for the intention. Go ahead. You're our last caller on the show today. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring attention that, you know, a lot of the ag workers say that there's not jobs. That's their main argument, that there's not more jobs and stuff. That's why they have to keep doing what they're doing. But, I mean, you have to look at, they're poisoning our island, our land, our water, our people. For who knows how long, at least hundreds of years, you know? And by providing, we can always provide lots of organic agriculture, you know, as an outlet. Instead of this big ag, there would be a solution to the problem. So,
yeah.
And there is a market for
Absolutely.
Organic agriculture
yeah.
right now, too.
Exactly what makes That's us all. So desirable to the big ag would make us desirable for, you know, micro ag and, you know, high quality, organic, et cetera. So, great call. That's a good one to end with, and I appreciate it. I want to say thank you to everyone. I'm worried when I come in about the show because I'm so used to reading everything and coming in with, you know, 50 articles, literally, if you could ever see the computer in here. But luckily, we're moving toward total listener-driven content, and that is very exciting to me. I apologize to the people trying to call in now. We're out of time. Jazz with John up. We got two underwriters, a little County Council report, coincidentally by John as well, and some great jazz coming up. Unless you're bald-headed Rick, and we get it, you don't love jazz, so bald-headed Rick, this is your warning. You're about to be exposed to jazz, so turn off your music. We love you all. Thanks for being listeners of KKCR. Aloha.
All natural garden and greenhouse supply in Kapa'a down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
And thanks to all the underwriters. It's a way to get your message out there and help support your local community radio station. Uncensored, as always, Jazz with John next. County Council Report coming up right now. Aloha. See you next week.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a County Council Report for the week of July 7th. There will be a regular council meeting Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the council chambers in Lihue. Here are some highlights from the agenda. The mayor transmits for council consideration and confirmation appointees to county boards and commissions. They include for the Board of Ethics, Maureen Tabura, and Mary Chidulia, and also for the Cost Control Commission, Jan Hasazumi. This is under resolutions number 2014-38, 39, and 40 as well. The Director of Finance transmits for Council consideration proposed amendments to the County Code relating to real property taxes as follows. 1. The first proposed amendment relates to the valuation of timeshare units. Declining interval resale prices has created an inequity in assessments, giving the vast majority of timeshare units are now assessed lower than their wholly owned condominium unit counterparts. Establishes a new tax class called timeshare. Timeshare tax classification proposal, see proposed draft bill number 2548. The second proposal establishes a new tax class called residential investor for improved residential properties that are over $1 million in value where there are no home exemptions present, and recognizes that high-value residential properties tend to be more speculative in nature and are not typically offered as affordable housing and often serve as second homes or investment properties. Residential investor tax classification proposal, see proposed draft bill number 2549. And third, the third proposed amendment is a housekeeping bill for vacant multifamily land that was mistakenly placed in the hotel and resort tax class during the initial conversion to a use-based tax classification structure. Under this proposal, vacant multifamily land will be reclassified as residential. Vacant land reclassification. These proposed draft bills are also under bills for the first reading. The county clerk transmits the 2014 amendment petition relating to a new article protecting the right to a clean and healthful environment from hazards of GMO agriculture, establishes administrator of environmental health, and provides for enforcement submitted by petitioner's committee, Kauai Rising, pursuant to section 24.01B of the county charter. Confidential petitioners listed on file at the county clerk's office. Councilmember Bynum requests the Director of Planning have a broad-ranging discussion on data collection and the problems with analyzing data within the county. The county attorney requests authorization to spend up to $10,000 to retain special counsel to represent the County of Kauai in Dana Glossful White versus the County of Kauai. They also want to spend up to another $10,000 to retain special counsel to represent Shailene Asuri-Cavallo in the same case. And finally, also another $10,000 for special counsel to represent Jake Delapain, also in the same case. The county attorney will also brief the council on these matters in a non-public executive session. Under committee reports, the Environmental Services Public Safety Committee